From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. president has campaigned on a platform of hope and change, has brought those sentiments to his ancestral home of Africa in a powerful, wide-ranging speech that touched on many of the continent's most pressing issues. President Barack Obama's visit to Kenya and Ethiopia culminated Tuesday with a speech at the African Union that called for change, especially among the continent's cast of long-serving leaders.
And sometimes you'll hear a leader say, well, I'm the only person who can hold this nation together. If that's true, then that leader has failed to truly build their nation. You look at Nelson Mandela. Madiba, like George Washington, forged a lasting legacy, not only because of what they did in office, but because they were willing to leave office and transfer power peacefully.
But he noted Africa has changed in his lifetime from a continent of despair and dependence and into one of hope and progress. NATO held an unusual emergency meeting Tuesday to support Turkey, whose President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his forces are pressing their campaign against Islamic State militants and Kurdish rebels in Iraq. No steps will be taken in our fight against terrorism. No steps backward, Mr. Erdogan said at a news conference in Ankara. This will continue with the same determination. Even before NATO's closed-door session began in Brussels, the alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said, "We stand in strong solidarity with our ally, Turkey." Tuesday's meeting was called at Turkey's request to discuss the conflict in Syria and also in Iraq. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, D.C.